Mount Readout exploded this morning with its highest ash cloud yet, sending a plume 65,000 feet in the air. An hour before, the volcano pushed out ash to 30,000 feet. Readout recorded several other smaller seismic events today. The activity shut down most flights in and out of Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula and sent a cloud across Cook Inlet that scattered trace amounts of ash on areas south of Nanilchek. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
In Kenai, directly across from Mount Readout, the eruption had volcano watchers turning out on the banks of Cook Inlet to look for ash. On a clear day, you can see Readout from here, but today it is obscured by dark clouds. Most people are like Brandy Henry, an art student who pulls up to snap a few photographs.
I came down to see if I could get a few pictures. I have to actually go back to my art class at the college in like 20 minutes, so we're doing white stuff, so I figured, hey, this would be great.
Little, if any, ash fell in Kenai, with the heaviest amounts falling south of Nanilchik and around Kachemak Bay. Still, Henry says the cloud itself was an impressive sight.
It looks to me, it looks like a wave. You know, like people who go surfing and they see those big blue waves coming at them, it looks like a big blue wave of something.
In Homer, where trace amounts of ash started to hit the ground shortly after 2 in the afternoon, people were stocking up on masks and other supplies throughout the morning. Ulmer's drug and hardware manager Debbie Herbert says sales have picked up since Readout first erupted Sunday night.
Ever since the first eruption, it's been a steady stream of people coming in looking for masks and pantyhose and different things like that. So first aid kits. So it looks like people are getting prepared.
Like many customers, Tara Smith was buying pantyhose and rubber bands. She says her husband requested the items.
He told me to get rubber bands to cover a 3-inch hole, so I really don't know what he's putting them on. I didn't ask.
Pantyhose can be used as a simple filter to keep ash out of your car's air system. At Sunny Service Auto Shop on Pioneer Avenue, mechanic George Anderson says he's had a few people ask him how to put pantyhose on their air intake, but he says he doesn't recommend the pantyhose method, which will plug up with heavier amounts of ash and can even come loose and wind up clogging the air system anyway. He says you'd be better served by a pre-filter material sold at most auto supply stores.
It's just a bat of looks like insulation. It's about an inch thick, and it'll hold a lot more dirt.
And with just a trace or an eighth of an inch of ash falling in most spots and plenty of melting snow and ice on the ground, Anderson says even the pantyhose are probably unnecessary.
When the ash hits the ground, it's going to get wet. It's going to absorb moisture, turn into mud, and then it's not going to be airborne. And if it's not airborne, it can't get into your car.
He says if you have the type of car heater that recirculates air from inside the heater, to turn that on because it will avoid pulling any ash inside the car. If your car doesn't have that feature, he says, keep the fan on low. In Homer, with help from Ben Stanton in Kenai, I'm Casey Kelly.